On this week, on the long and short of it, I have a question for you. What are you waiting for?
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, if you look at all the time you spend in the sales process and then you divide that time out by all the people that waste your time, you're going to want to grab our guide over at thecontractorfight.com/cheap. This short guide will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away. It'll help you spot somebody who will never be your customer so that you don't invest crazy amounts of time on the wrong prospects. All right, so if you want to shave your estimating time in half, you're running around time in half, and sell projects to people who actually give a crap about who you are, what you do, and the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and get the guide that we have for you today.
Okay, Greg, let's get right down to it. The question this week is, what are you waiting for? And let me tell you what I mean by that. A lot of times there's things that need to be done in our business, in our lives, that we're not getting done. And you have to ask, what is holding you back? Is it you're waiting for somebody to come and tell you the answer? Are you waiting for somebody to give you a push? Are you looking for some kind of promotion to start? Maybe you need your mom to call you up and tell you it's okay to do something. I mean, have you had a decision in your life where you know it had to be made, but you're back burnering it?
Sure. Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Right. Sometimes it's just something as simple as picking up a phone and maybe calling a customer that you've been putting off.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know, Greg, a lot of us have analysis paralysis. We're afraid to make a decision because we want a favorable outcome. And maybe both outcomes are not favorable. We just have to find the one that's most livable. So something in our life, Greg, that would cause paralysis. And I got to be honest with you, something that I've recently gone through is I've had a program I use in my company, and I've had a hard time interacting with it and figuring things out. Greg, it's just, I dug my heels in, I wouldn't do it. And it's just like, I lost sleep over it because maybe I was just waiting for somebody to say, Tim, it's not that easy. I've never seen you struggle so much in your life. Just sit down and do it. But I had to force myself to sit down on my computer. I know it's going to take hours to do and just do it. I mean, tell me about something in your life that just kind of like, damn, it's like, what am I waiting for?
Yeah. So I'm sure people can relate to this. Well, I think they can, but you know, prices have gone up, right? Things are escalating. Materials are rising. And I've had a couple customers that I needed to let know that, hey, the price is going to be different than what we originally talked about because of the materials. And I put it off. I put one of them off for about a week, and it ate me up inside. I need to call them. And I had every intention to, but I just kept making excuses, right? I'll get to it. I'm going to get to it. Finally, when I made this story up in my head, Tim, that it was going to be awful, and they were totally understand, and it was so easy. And I just thought to myself, Tim, I said, Greg, why didn't I do this a week ago? It was so easy. Just get it over with and be done with it and not let it, you know, weigh you down.
You know, sometimes I feel, we interact with a lot of people. People lack, they're interested in the change, but they're not really committed to it. And that's a really hot topic right there with me. Are you committed? Do you really want the change? You're afraid. Are you paralyzed because, I don't know, maybe you're afraid of having success or having money or being that guy. I mean, do you want to be that guy that every other contractor looks at and like, fuck, man, I wish I was that guy. He's got his shit together. You don't want to be the lead dog. You don't want to be in limelight. You don't want people to know who you are. But, you know, it's basically, Greg, it comes down to, and it's kind of a harsh thing. Are you in the boat or are you out of the boat? You just can't hang on the side. Just get in the boat, get comfortable with that, and knowing what you're doing is okay. I mean, you're doing something, but you're not doing nothing, and that's the worst part. I mean, how many thousands of deaths, right, Greg, by not doing something? You die 1,000 times, or you can die one. It's like, just get it over with. Do what needs to be done, and it may not be a big thing. Like you say, picking up the phone, making that. What are you waiting for?
Exactly.
Do you need for me Do you need me to send smoke signals to your house to get up off the couch or to pick up the phone or to just reach out to somebody you should be contacting or calling? It could be a family member. It could be whatever. So what is your, Greg, you're in a pickle and you recognize that you're in a situation where you're just stagnated. What's motivating you to make that change? That you need somebody to tell you? Do you need your wife to tell you, Greg, I can see you're having a hard time with this. What can I help you with? Or do you're a self-motivated kind of guy?
I'm personally more of a self-motivator, but I will bounce things off people. And I think that's, you know, Tim, you and I talk weekly, and that's kind of one of the things that we have in our group, right? We have people to bounce things off of. So I'm pretty good at recognizing myself. But yeah, sometimes I need somebody to bounce something off of to kind of get me out of the funk. So I guess my question is to some of the people out there, do you have someone that you can bounce things off of that you think you're falling short on? And what's stopping you from talking to them right after this?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's going to be a good way to close it out. Exactly. Is that, you know, if you're not that type of guy who can just say, hey, it's okay to be successful. It's okay to make that next move. It's okay to make that phone call. Find somebody. It's like-minded. Join a business group. You know, share what you're going through and have that person. I mean, we could talk about accountability partners, right? That's what you're talking about. I've had a few. It's important to hold each other to a higher standard and be truthful with ourselves and with the people, saying, look, I've got a problem. I just can't motivate myself to make this next step in my life and my business and the structure and my relationships. Like, how do I do this thing? And help us discover exactly what we need to do. And I find that, Greg, I would say almost 100%, yeah, almost all the time, it all comes down to me just pushing that button, you know, pulling the trigger. So, guys, if you're waiting on something for a change, it all depends on you. You are responsible for your future. So make that change. Go do one thing that's uncomfortable that you've been putting off, and you'll thank us later. Until next week, Greg.
Get it done, guys. What's stopping you? See you next time.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.